The Green Party is not happy police want to return to chasing more fleeing cars. A significant increase in the number of fleeing drivers and a decrease in the number of offenders identified has led to the police rethink. A final decision is expected in the new year. Greens Justice spokesperson Gauris Gutterman joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Okay, this is a shifting a balance issue, isn't it? It's the pendulum swinging back a little bit the other way. What is your concern?
Yeah, absolutely. So police adopted new policy a couple of years ago in response to the high level of serious injuries and deaths that their pursuits were causing. This is dangerous to police as well, by the way, but members of the public and anyone that they were chasing, essentially, to focus their policy of chases on whether there was a real risk that they were preventing. So was the person armed? Were they dangerous? Otherwise, they wouldn't pursue, because it was lethal force, essentially. And they'd find other ways of pursuing the person. So number plates, witnesses.
But that hasn't worked, has it? I mean, that hasn't worked. It's clear that the commission is saying they aren't, that there's been an increase in the number of people they can't identify.
That's the policy working as expected. So it isn't the number of people that they can't necessarily identify. It's the number of people that they didn't chase, so that car goes down in the stats as a fleeing vehicle. So the context is things like someone who is driving without a license might not stop. Now, in that situation, is it really good for the public and for police and for, you know, the situation?
Well, they may still not chase in that instance, though. I mean, it's clear that the messaging is going to be still that, you know, the risks there has to be a clear assessment of the risks, and you would hope that a police officer would make a good judgment in that sense.
Well, the problem is the stats before their safety-focused policy was adopted. So my concern is that if we go back in time and we start to unwind the sort of really risk-focused policy that they adopted a couple of years ago, that we're going to return to this situation where traffic offending was giving...
Right, so it's an issue here of how much that pendulum's going to swing back. You're worried if it's going to go back too far.
That's absolutely right. And it's a concern that we're seeing this in response to the kind of youth offending, for example, that's on the rise at the moment, or the spike that we've had. So the Children's Commissioner is really concerned. We have all of this evidence about how to stop youth offending, and we're ignoring that. We're going back to a place where putting young drivers in particular under pressure and stress and causing them potentially a huge amount of risk instead of actually investing in things like trauma interventions, because we know young offenders have overwhelmingly suffered trauma right before they offend. Sort of having secure housing for them.
Indeed.
You know,
all those things. Okay, Gauris, thank you very much for that. Appreciate your time this morning. That is the Greens Justice spokesperson, Gauris Gutterman.